Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing. Hotline Miami. It's a great game. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and it doesn't really matter because you're just some guy who like wakes up and gets weird messages on his answering machine, and then you go to weird places and you hit people with baseball bats and shoot people with a pig mask on
for really no reason, right?
No reason at all. No reason.
It's willing to have that acid trip sort of.
Yeah, like personally, just speaking from experience, I've never like taken a bunch of crystal meth and shot a room full of people with a gun, but if I had, I feel like this would really be a good semblance of the experience. Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. No. For some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge, and lay maintain with a course aimed at colleges. To HG 101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Booker Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Dogs. We are looking at Wii Sports Resort for the Nintendo Wii, somewhat unsurprisingly. It was nominated to us by @Alm_writer. That probably means on Twitter. It was developed by Nintendo EAD Group 2. So, I believe that EAD is short for something. I can't remember offhand. But
it's something incredibly... It's like Entertainment Ascension, you know what, we're going to click this link right now.
You're going to do that.
Analysis and Development Division.
It's
a really good name. That's the only reason I wanted to dig it up.
Yeah, it is a good name, and I like EAD. It's cool, too. Obviously published by Nintendo, because, I mean, what? Like, really? And it was released, we've got it down as June 25th, 2009 in Japan, so I'm going to assume it was released in Japan first, and I don't think the US or anyone else's release took too much longer. I'm Carl, and I am joined by one other person, and he is fantastic, and he is...
I'm Jeff, the Electric Viking.
And it's always amazing to have you back. You never know what game you're going to stomp back in for, because it's always like, ooh, this thing, I'm back for this specific thing.
Yeah, well, you know, there's not a lot of things I have very strong feelings about, but...
Wii Sports
Resort, insofar as things that'll get me persecuted on HD 101, but among them, Wii Sports is like one of the most important games of all time.
I don't entirely disagree. I think it's pretty pretty good. So Wii Sports Resort, it's the sequel to Wii Sports, kind of, because I believe Wii Play is the sequel to Wii Sports, essentially. This is like the...
Yeah, in the sense that Wii Play was an immediate follow-up of a bunch of mini-games. So Wii Play was kind of what would you call it? I mean, it was a pack-in game that happened to come with a Wiimote at the time when Wii remotes were incredibly difficult to find, at least in the United States. If you were not around in those days, if you're like a younger listener or just were not interested in video games at the time, to cast you back to the heady winter of 2006. The Wii U launched in the United States and other territories.
Did you just say the Wii U?
Excuse me. Yeah, no one gave a shit when the Wii U launched. When the Wii launched, it was damn near impossible to find for about a year. I had a friend who managed to get a Wii. I think their parent drove to Dallas and found one. And that was the only individual I knew who had a Wii for like the first year of its existence. So finding the console itself was difficult. Finding the controllers was even more crazy. So Wii Play was kind of a lark in any case. And this is all kind of a moot point because Wii Sports Resort basically took that controller you would have got with Wii Play and kind of made it useless. which is
yeah, we can
kind of,
get to that one.
Yeah,
the specifics of Resort.
So anyway, yeah. So sort of let's call it the third game in the Wii blank series, also including stuff like Wii Music, I guess.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Miyamoto was convinced that we would transcend music and become gods, I think, as a result of that one. That's an interesting. I'm just going to mention as an aside, we haven't been asked ever, I think, to rank Wii Music, but that was, I think, the game where people kind of stood up and went, does Miyamoto know what he's doing? Is he actually a genius or is he not a genius?
And he was like, no, I'm going to follow, you know, there's a lot of questions about my genius. I've got a great idea. A tablet that only works within 20 foot of a box that no one wants.
We're going to call it the Wii again.
Yes.
That's what we're going to call it. They're going to get it. No, so
the Ninja Warriors again.
Wii Sports Resort is a essentially what it is ridiculous because it is basically the this is what we told you the Wii could do for the last three or so years, but now it can actually do that. Like that is essentially Wii Sports Resort. It comes with or came with a pre-hustle that you plugged into your Wii, and that was called the Motion Plus. I guess to infer that the original Wii did have motion, but this is more of it. And you jam it in there, and then you do get kind of true-ish three-dimensional space readings. You have to be an actual programmer, or at least have a programmer explain to you the specifics of how the Wiimote actually works, because it's got, like, almost, but not quite the amount of measurements required to figure out where it is in 3D space. It can kind of get, like, tilt and stuff and some other things. It kind of knows what's going on, but there's definitely a lot of smoke and mirrors. The Plus kind of adds in just a little bit more so that the Wii remote can actually remember roughly where it is in space. There's a hell of a lot of drift, but it does get there most of the time, and you just have to kind of reset it every so often. It's not too bad because the resetting is like you basically like level it flat and like tap a button or something. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, I'm a lunatic. I bought a Wii brand new in 2012 to play Skyward Sword. To give you an idea of where I was at that point in my life. And
it's funny because you're like refusing to buy a Wii U or whatever. You're like, no, I'll
take
it.
I bought a Wii U. About 6 months after they came, I bought whenever that Wind Waker bundle came out. But
all right.
So they kind of refined the calibrate this kind of dodgy controller thing pretty well to Skyward Sword, where I think it was just like it's permanently mapped to like down on the D-pad. I think like it was because like basically it was baked into every one of these games that it was like, okay, guys, we realize that occasionally you're going to try to be pointing, you know, dead center of the screen, but it's just going to be convinced you want to point at the upper left, and we want to make this as painless as possible, rather than, like, diagnose, because it's something you can't really fix. I forget if that Wii Motion Plus add-on was a gyroscope or an accelerometer, but it was one of those two. Allowed it, like, better three-dimensional tracking forwards and backwards and all that. Still relied on that Wii remote bar, still had all those caveats. And your Wiimote is now, like, an extra inch longer and required a brand new Wiimote condom thing to accommodate that.
So fun. Like, I cannot believe just how phallic the Wii's serious of the... Like, because in Nintendo headquarters, right, it's largely composed of adults, and
yes,
it's got mostly, but not entirely, adult men, so... But whatever, everyone there is just going to be like, this is a penis, you make the penis an inch longer, and then you get the larger size condom for the penis. Like, there's no...
And if they were not like that, Suda51 was like, no, guys, it's a dick. Look.
Yeah, like, they invite Suda51 in for, like, a special playtest. Like, Suda, check out what we're doing. And he's like, you guys know the meme. Yeah. That's a penis.
Yeah. So you took this electronic penis, and you played bow and arrows with it, or sword fought with it, as was the case in the original Wii Sports. But that one does not make a return.
Well, you sword fight in this one, and there is sword fighting. Isn't it just called sword fighting in this? Something.
What's the word I'm looking for? There is swordplay. There you go. I was thinking boxing for some memory. There is swordplay, right. The first one was, let's see, boxing, baseball, tennis, golf, and bowling.
Yes.
This one, the second Wii Sports Resort includes golf and bowling, make triumphant returns, and along with 10 other things. I want to talk about the golf in this game.
You do want to mention that technically, while tennis does not make a return, it does have table tennis, which is about 90% the same and just uses the extra, basically all of the games use like extra functionality to, add a bit more. Like, I believe in the golf and in table tennis, you can now put more spin on your hits. Yeah. You know, like,
it was easier to get like the English onto your shots, basically.
Yeah. But I do actually know, and I will mention this because I don't know, I feel like it's important enough. Most of the games, including tennis, have shift to only two player. I'm going to assume they did that because they realized that there was no way anyone was going to buy four Wii Motion Plus attachments. So they didn't see any point in incorporating four player games, which is different to the original one, which, had several four player modes, I believe.
Yeah. This sort of came at the time where the fortunes of the Wii had kind of started to turn. That initial run of the Wii's life, I mean, Wii Sports is practically, like, completes your Wii. Basically, like, there are still places in the world where, like, there is just a Wii sitting somewhere under a television with the bowling game in it. And that is all that system has ever run.
My understanding is that there are actually assorted, aged care facilities and nursing homes where they're basically, like, please, if you have Wiimotes or leftover Wiimotes from your Wii, can we please have them? Because they are very popular here.
Yeah, and they could put that out because it's basically like, hey, remember when you bought that Wii when your family like went in on this fad? Because like about 150 million of these things got sold or some like insane number. And you literally don't use it anymore? Yeah, we'll take it. They smartly included bowling in this game as well, which... So... The appeal of like this collection, I think this applies more to the first one than this, is like all of these are very, very, very at least fundamentally, like that first set of five games are very simple to pick up and understand. Like tennis was not a positional game. It was like, well, the ball gets close, you basically make a motion with this thing, just any motion, and it'll pretty much do what you want it to do, which is hit the ball. Bowling, it was just, hey, you know how to bowl a ball? Are you tired of putting on dorky shoes? Just make the bowl motion and it will do the bowl for you. They managed to get the bowling in here, and the table tennis is actually, I think, a pretty good approximation. I think where this starts to kind of lose the plot a little bit is some of these wind up being a little more gimmicky, which is kind of weird to say about gimmicky fake sports, but like you wind up with stuff like cycling or...
So cycling is the worst by a substantial margin because... They decided to translate cycling as cycle with your hands, which makes no sense, and it never has made any sense. And I do believe that there are insane bikes by lunatics that do cycle with your hands, or cycling for people who can't use their legs, so they do have a sort of cycling-based thing. The game doesn't bother to do that, though. It doesn't make up or do like a, well, at least you're kind of cycling as you would cycle with your hands. No, you're on a bike cycling with your legs, and the game's like, and now make the cycling motion with your hands until you die.
Yeah, this got even worse with like the Wii Fit stuff, where it would have you grasp a Wii controller and then have a Wii balance board under you and basically just stamp your feet up and down as you would upon pedals. So they didn't go that far because they didn't have the balance board to throw another gimmick into.
Now, the balance board was before this, right?
I'm not sure.
The reason I ask is this game does not acknowledge the balance board.
Yeah, no, which makes no me acknowledgement. Think it did not.
Doesn't
because they would have used the whole hog if it had existed.
So the thing is, what I think you're getting at, by the way, is that the thing about Wii Sports and what made Wii Sports a phenomena and sold it to people that don't play video games, don't care about video games, but this is interesting, is Wii Sports and the kind of Wii experience in general is like 50% imagination. It's 50% play. Like, you know, it's 50% you can do whatever the hell you want. So if you want to play the tennis, you can do these big-ass tennis swings, but it doesn't matter.
It's the abstraction of it.
Yeah. So you can play the tennis in your traditional video gamery style. You can just sit in a chair, and you can slump back. You can fuck up your posture. You can twist your knees in a weird way, and you can just kind of limply move your wrist.
Yeah,
and...
man. Gamer Nation, man.
You can do that, but that's also kind of good for different reasons. The thing is, like, basically, you didn't need high mobility to actually engage in the games, which, while I make fun of gamers, that is actually important for different people who physically cannot engage in these actions in a realistic way. But being able to play tennis by just doing some gentle movements, you know, that's good because it means that people can see themselves playing tennis in a way. This game...
It brought in like a weird video game accessibility angle, while kind of simultaneously also preventing like a host of other people from being able to access these games at the same time. And it's like a weird, I would like to think it's like a universal good. And I don't think like the intent was like, yeah, we're going to make this new exclusionary mode to play tennis. Like, I don't think that was the intention
no,
at all.
It's something that's like good intentions in a way. Like they're like, everyone is demanding that we make the Wii more accurate. Like, that was a constant demand. Like, literally, Wii Sports came out, you know, the early reviewers, everyone, all the game things are like, this is really great, but it's not entirely accurate. And
then you have stuff like Red Steel in the same period, which was just like, yeah, that was the stuff that was always way worse. Like, Wii Sports was so abstracted that you could kind of, like...
Wii Sports was always, like, intentionally kind of like Nintendo... We're like, we know the exact limitations of our hardware here, so we're not going to push it.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas, particularly third-party stuff that was like, oh, yeah, you said it could do this and this and this, so we're going to spec this game such that you can swing the sword or pull the gun.
I put out that Red Steel, the sword stuff sucks, but the shooting in that game is freaking great.
It's actually all right. It's actually...
Like, I'm going to mention that because I really enjoyed the fact that that game... The pointer works really well, and the levels are actually relatively well-designed for pointer usage. It's not a bad game.
Yeah, I think it gets kind of better. But in any case, accuracy thing, yeah, people, it was a constant bemoan. Why can't you fix this? Why can't you fix this? And it's like, well, we can, and I guess we're going to have to do it through hardware.
And so this game is, we didn't mention, it's pretty cool that it's got a really nice Nintendo-ish intro where you start in a plane and you're just thrown out. And that is the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
It's like, are you ready to be thrown out of this plane?
And you have 99 other players, you jump out of the plane, and you land on the island.
And then
you choose one of your activities.
Yes.
And you compete.
It's actually funny. I was watching some Wii Sports Resort videos to get up to speed, and naturally I started getting Fortnite videos in my like suggestions. I'm like, just because they're on islands.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. The standout game is probably sword fighting or sword play. Just because that's probably the main game that actually does do what it's intending to do. Like, you know, tennis and all that, it's like, oh cool, you can now play it slightly more accurately, which turns out is not super interesting, because it's weird, obviously, because it's like, the further you remove it from abstraction, the closer it gets to like, wait a second, I suck at tennis.
Right. Yeah, it takes away that power fantasy, basically, of like, I am, you know, Roland Garros. Or
yeah, like, you now Anna suck, because it's like, oh wait, I can't actually do good spins and all this, like... Right. Oh, right. That's why I was playing the video game, because I didn't... Not super great at the sport. But the sword fighting is really well done. I like it quite a bit, because you either hold the sword vertically or horizontally, and it does kind of track, but it really only has, like, one to two kind of, like, major read points, and it just kind of abstracts between the two, or interpolates. And it's pretty good, and it's got a two-player mode, and it works really well, and it demos exactly what this tech is intended for, really. Like, you can do more accurate stuff, that still is pretty abstract, because you would not do well in sword fighting with this level of abstraction. Like, you would just get your ass beat. But the game is kind of like this sillier, more fun sort of thing. And it also has like a proper-ish mode to it where you actually go sword fight a whole bunch of people in a row, like an actual video game, which is where you do lose the sort of more new game player. Like, the people that signed on to play bowling, I don't think they're interested in that. So it's kind of a confusing... Like, I don't think they would have ever sat down and said, I'm going to go fight 100 people with my sword. Like, I don't think that's in their realm of interest.
Yeah, that was kind of it about the boxing thing in Wii Sports, is I think it had kind of a similar mode baked into it, and that was maybe the weakest game in that bunch. In a weird way, maybe not for that mode, but for a variety of reasons. But, yeah, there's more game-ish stuff, but there's also just a lot more game. Like, beyond the fact that there's, like, 12 versus 5 sports in this, like, golf in this is an actual 18-hole course. Like, in the golf in Wii Sports was basically choose a set of 3 holes, which were, if I'm not mistaken, basically kind of 3-dimensional mock-ups of the courses in the NES game Golf. And I don't think they went back to the well for that year. I didn't actually touch golf the last time I played this, but it's an 18-hole course, and the golfing in this is, like, pretty good. It does, again, because you can put this extra English because of this extra granular control that the Wii Motion Plus add-on provided. You can, you know, shank shots a little easier, but if you, you know, get good or whatever, it's a pretty fun little game of golf. I don't know, I'm a sucker for video game golf, so props to that. I got a full course in there.
Can I mention also there is the frisbee throwing, which also gives you an alternate golf.
Yes, frisbee golf, or frolf as we call it in this nightmare country.
So I thought that was cool. Like, does that reuse the same courses? I don't remember.
I think it does. I didn't actually
play this game very recently
because I'm like repulsed by golf. There's a 36 frisbee hole golf course, golf frisbee. I'm down the street from one of those places, and those people scare me.
But you know, like, I think that's really cool. I don't really like. I'm not familiar with the Wii Motion Plus library as much. Like, obviously I know that Red Steel 2 came out because that's why I bought the Wii Motion Plus. Yeah. Didn't end up buying Red Steel 2, so that was kind of an accident on my part to do that. I did enjoy Wii Sports Resort though, so that's all right. Were there many like actual like other golf attempts, like, or other I don't really think that this pre-gospel arrived pretty late for people to bother to use it.
Yeah, so the Tiger Woods games, there was that period where basically, so, like, the Tiger Woods games got into this... I don't really enjoy them after a certain point because they start relying on this kind of weird move-the-sticks-up-and-down kind of shit to simulate a golf swing, and I don't really enjoy that. Like, I can see someone getting into it, but I prefer just, like, a three-click thing or something else. So, like, all the PS3 and 360 games had this, like, pull the stick back and then push it forward to swing. Whereas on the Wii, those games used the Wii Motion, and I think eventually started incorporating the Wii Motion Plus stuff into it. And they'd wind up having more golf courses because basically they could put them in at a far lower fidelity because it was just like a 480p system. So I think it was Tiger Woods 10, I think, that may or may not have supported the Wii Motion Plus, but it had something like 30 golf courses in it, which is like bonkers. It's a pretty good golf game.
Because, yeah, obviously what I'm trying to check here is whether there is a sort of superior, like, you know, if you're into Wii Motion Plus golf, which might be one of the better ways to represent golf in a game ever, because it's just pretty
I had high hopes for that Wii Sports stuff on the Wii U when they were showing off, like, look down at the pad and see where your golf ball is lying and then play it with the Wii Motion Plus. Like, it was this horrible show-off of bullshit to actually do it, but the vision was so good that I was, like, waiting for that to happen, and I think it was, like, a nine-holer they put in that or something. It was really disappointing. Game golf is good.
I had seen, because they did, like, what is it, like, Wii Party U? Or is there a Wii Sports U? There's, like, a few more Wii something games on
there. Yeah, there's Wii Party sounds right. And then that Wii Sports thing they did for the Wii U was, it was this weird subscription model thing where you could basically rent the games for, like, $2 for a period of, like, a couple hours, or, like, some slightly more money for, like, a longer period. It was bizarre, and it was exactly the sort of shit they should not have been doing when they were trying to, like, flog this dying console out to people. Was like, by the way, you know how you just want to, like, play bowling more? Like, we made it more complicated. It's exactly the wrong direction. Like, it's really nice to see them having recovered from that fun period of their life, because holy shit.
But
Wii Sports was kind of Nintendo recovering from kind of a down period that, depending how you spin it, was kind of like either 5 or 10 years long. That game sold probably 2/3 of those fucking Wiis that got sold.
Well, my understanding is, if we're looking at the numbers, I believe it is literally, because it's a pack-in game,
yeah,
Wii Sports sold the best, then Wii Play sold the second best, and Wii Sports Resort was the third bestseller on the Wii, I believe.
Yeah. At a certain point, Wii Sports, I mean, that was the original pack-in, they had some other pack-ins, and then at a certain point they were packing in Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort into a console. Just both of them, which seems kind of nuts, but certainly did gin up some numbers for Wii Sports over its lifetime, even as things started to tail off. So, I don't know, like, so if we were to maybe just talk about ranking this a little bit.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, so Wii Sports, for reasons I've already stated, I think would go pretty high on the actual list. Like, surprisingly high. Like, I would say it's like a top 20 game as a walk. I don't have the list in front of me right now, because for Vriah, a strange set of circumstances, I'm recording this on the side of a MacBook Air. But I think Wii Sports Resort, for reasons we have spoken about, the Wii Motion Plus dependency, sort of losing some of the fun abstraction, not being, you know, the thing that sold Wiis, can't go that high.
Yeah, like, I mean, the main thing is that this one follows up Wii Sports. Like, that's the problem here, right? Like, you got Wii Sports, and that's great, and that one... Look, you can't argue against Wii Sports. It sold the Wii, and it basically ushered in almost, like, a new acceptability for games in the public conscious. Like, that's a big thing to do, and it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. This one was more like, if you've already bought the Wii, and you're already bought into the Wii, and you're all in this sort of ecosystem, we got another one for you. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to get me to, like, if you made me, like, which one would you rather only own, Sports or Resort? Yeah, Resort is probably the better one to have.
Yeah, just in terms of the best value, sort of.
Yeah, know, like, it's got more games, and it's got more content for those games. There's some really forgettable stuff in there. Cycling's not great. I don't really care about the airplane modes. I think they're weak.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, ooh, you guys like Pilot Wings? Here is not good Pilot Wings.
Yeah,
it's just like...
Like, hey, do you remember Wave Race? We're not going to make that ever again, but you can kind of squint and see it in this mode.
Yeah, like, I thought that was kind of like almost mean in a way. Like, this is Nintendo, like, sort of teasing that they have a huge back catalog of games that you are not going to see, but here is something like them.
It would be so easy for them to draw on that shit. Anyway, so I've pulled up the list here. I feel like this is somewhere just... I feel like this is a top 100 game. I'm looking at 100 and I'm seeing, let's see. Around there, we've got Kentucky Route Zero, Gunpoint, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. I would definitely put this above Yoshi's Island.
I was waiting for you to say that, because I'm like, Jeff can never go past Yoshi's Island without stabbing it in the back.
Just kick it right in the teeth. Just make it a boss rush. Be a good game.
That would be probably better. I mean, like, so what I had scrolled down, and I just went, well, it's probably in the top 200. Like, that had been me just gradually scrolling down and going like, yeah, I could see that kind of somewhere above the 200. So anywhere in that range, I think, is getting to where it would be.
Oh, wow. This list is built up quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have to reread, like... This is it. You're back again, and we've got over 400 games here now. Over 400 games. So you gotta. It's always a good idea to at least start somewhere in the 200s at the moment, and just go, okay, let me just look at there, and then
Where's
go
Donkey
up.
Where's Donkey Kong Country 3 on this list now?
oh boy, my, Donkey Kong Country 3.
That's my. Is it good? It used to be UN Squadron, I guess, but.
Yeah, well, that's why I actually get to 200, because UN Squadron is just shy of 200 now. It's 203.
There we are. Okay, there we are.
This
probably belongs above UN Squadron.
I do think so.
I don't know if I would put it in good faith above something like East Book 1 and 2, which is, now I'm really lowballing this thing, but East Book 1 and 2 is pretty goddamn good, but...
Yeah, I mean, we got, East in there. Book 1 and 2 is 187. We do have to try and say the numbers, otherwise people think
yes.
Like, I don't freaking know what's going
got
on.
Deadly Premonition, Monster Boy... Wonder Boy and Monster Land and Monster World 4 are pretty close to each other.
That's because they're all pretty much the same good game.
Blue Stinger.
Oh yeah, 150. That's a good number for it now. It's at 150.
This is such a weird one to rank because it's like, it's this marginally inferior thing to this thing that I think is like incredible. Let's shuffle it down to stuff like Mappy.
I mean, like, part of the problem with this one is, of course, it did force you to... It came with a pre-hustle, but you did have to get a second one to play two-player.
Right,
and there is no four-player, which to me is a weakness. Because it does feel like a party completion, and a lot of the games in it are like, ooh, I really like this game, but it's a little bit light, because you get into it. Like, you get into the golf, and that's got 18 holes, which is great. But then it's like, all right, I've mastered this course, now what? Like, you really actually, to me, some of these games are like, I really just want this game, but given the full Nintendo treatment. I want this game with, like, 30 courses, or I want this sword fighting game, but with power-ups and equipment and different levels and maybe some, like, platforming stuff. Like, I really want these games expanded out to being full games. Like, almost every game in this list, as far as I'm concerned, in Wii Sports Resort is, like, you can play it for maybe an hour, and then you have to change game because you're like, I can't get any more. It's just too light. I cannot get more out of this.
Okay, so Wii Sports
157,
Resort
we've got Ikaruga.
Yeah, I was looking a little higher. To make my case, Wii Sports Resort is like a pick-em-and-play kind of game. You kind of look at it and easily like suss out what's going on and what to do. Like, it draws you in just by kind of looking at it. Another game that's easy to read and draws you in and supports multiplayer is Final Fight.
Yeah. Final Fight's pretty good, 140. I like it.
Maybe one pip above or below Final Fight. Like, I feel like that is a pretty good... That, you know, so right below Final Fight, you got Wonder Boy Monster Land. Right above it, you got Spelunky HD. I'm not as bullish on Spelunky as some people are. It's good.
Honestly, like, this is a high rank for Spelunky from us because none of us liked it. We scientifically dragged that one up, is what I'm saying. We were like, this is definitely needs to be higher, but none of us like it, so it's going as high as we can physically place it without getting mad at ourselves.
Putting it that high would put it above Blue Stinger, which upsets our boss, but keeps it below Illbleed, which is kind of a thicken apology.
Well, I always like Illbleed.
Sure.
I guess the thing about this one is, what does it bring to the table that Wii Sports doesn't, and... Do people want to actually go out and track this game down? Because I do actually believe that there aren't many, like, one-to-one games like this in terms of you get to use the Wii Motion Plus. That's pretty cool. When you actually play it, it is just a little bit of magic. Like, just a little bit. Because the freaking PlayStation moves, they suck. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I use them, but they're terrible. Kinect died in a fire, like, 6 years ago, and we've never heard from it since. And this is kind of like the most interesting of the pre-hustle, actually you are in the game kind of things, other than VR. But VRs, I don't know, like the new VR controllers, I think some of them might be okay.
I used some Vive controllers about a year and a half ago, and I didn't hate them, but they're just looking at them, they look like something from space, basically. Good luck getting your grandma to pick those up, basically. Whereas the Wiimote, as we've described, this magical white plastic penis, your grandma's definitely not going to be put off by that. Like, what buttons it has, fairly simple, and they're barely needed for these games. So, I don't know. I'm gonna put it above Final Fight.
You're putting it above Final Fight, which is one of the big ponchos, but we do actually kind of we punch Final Fight a lot. We're just kind of like, Final Fight can go down another notch. I do think this one's really cool. I think that you don't have anything in the gaming landscape that isn't also Wii Sports in there. You said that this is basically the better of the concepts for it, like the other ones kind of get shaky maybe, so you know, let's put it there. You know, it really is a ton of fun. I liked the game a lot when I first played it. It's a little light, but that's okay, because so what? You really will enjoy it. I think it is one of those games that you should actually maybe play, because you'll be like, huh, cool.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of the classic, arcade games and stuff, where they're like, you know what? Now this game is played with this crazy-ass controller, because that's the way the game should be played.
Sure. Or, like, this is maybe a bad example, but, like, in the halcyon days of, like, the Famicom, the NES, like, a sport was a cartridge, and he would pop in soccer, and he would play NES Soccer for, like, you know, the 10 minutes and be like, that was a fun game of soccer, and then you turn the damn thing off. And be like, now I want to do the boxing game. And you play the box early, you know, pick your poison. This kind of harkens back to that. As it happens, it's just you've got 12 things on one disc.
That's pretty good. And it's pretty great. I'm happy to do it. We'll put it at 140 above Final Fight and below Spelunky HD. And you know what? Because none of these other games, I think any of the games on the list can actually stand up and say, we play like Wii Sports, because they don't. Because, you know, this game, you get to play Frisbee with a dog, and it works, and you actually play Frisbee with the dog. You throw it, he fetches it, he brings it back, and it's just like a fun, pleasant game, and I really do like fun, pleasant games. So, you know what? Let's do it.
Stamped.
Done.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know, I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HD Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.